Hey, the It's Time for Coffee podcast is powered by the Converge Podcast Network. Hey friends, it's time for coffee, and I'm your friend and host, Jeanette. I'm so glad that you're here today. I hope you know by just pressing play on that podcast app, you have a friend with you. My hope is that as you listen, you will know that you are heard, valued, loved, and not alone, no matter what stage of life you're in. I hope that you're subscribed so you never miss an episode, and it would mean the world to me if you left a rating or review. I'm so glad you're here, and I cannot wait to introduce you to this week's guest.
Hey, oh my gosh, it's time for coffee, and that is the 200th, well, a little more than 200th time I have said that to you. I'm so excited for you to be joining us for our 200th episode. If you're new here, welcome. It's time for coffee. If you've been here a while, welcome. I'm so glad you're back. Okay, it's time for coffee. And you know I have to say it. Friend, grab your cup, fill it up with whatever you want, and let's dive in. So while we're starting today, I need you to know that, yes, I do have a cup of coffee in front of me. It is reheated, and it's also not the best. It's Christmas break, y'all, and we are low on groceries. So I don't have the good creamer, but I have a little bit of creamer in my Americano, and that is what we're rolling with. I wanted some Prosecco, but again, we're out of groceries. So here we are. In the podcast closet, talking about our 200th episode. We are celebrating, we are looking back, and we are looking forward to what's coming. So let's look back. I wanted to talk about like why I started It's Time for Coffee and why it was this passion project that I had. I really started It's Time for Coffee as a way for us, for me, to make friends and connect with others all around the world. Zoe had just started school, so Zoe's my youngest. She had just started school after being home from Africa for about 6 months. And the 6 months prior to her coming home, I had spent 3+ years working on her adoption. I was doing all the dossier things and immigration paperwork as she immigrated from Africa. And she came home, and there was that dense fog that surrounded our family for about 6 months as we learned how to have a deaf child in our home, as we learned how to have a new child in our home, kind of the same as like having a newborn. That first 6 months is real foggy to me. And then she went to school, and just like that, my days were freer and open. And I just started praying and asking the Lord what he wanted me to do. Like, what was this next season of life going to look like? What would we do with it? And I was listening to, I think I've told this story before, but I was listening to other podcasts, and I was like, oh man, if I could talk to this person, I would ask them this, or I would ask them that, or I wish I could meet this person. That'd be so cool. And I just, it just kind of like, I don't know, started to realize like I could do that. Like I could figure this out. So I went to the school of Google and YouTube and taught myself how to edit and produce and create a podcast. Like many before me, learned all the ways and started. Jesse was just the biggest cheerleader, championed me in so many ways by also buying me my microphone. He just told me he believed in me, and he set me off, and it was so much fun. I think the hardest thing for me in that season was I had to look at this as not a hobby. I had to go all in on it because I didn't want it to be just a hobby. I wanted this to be something greater. I wanted to start a podcast that would change my life, my family's life, and your life. I wanted this to be a part of your weekly habits, that you sat down with a friend for coffee. And that meant taking it really seriously, because I'm an Enneagram 9. And if I don't take something seriously, like I'll sleep on it. Like it just gets to the bottom of my to-do list, and then I stop doing it. And then I take a nap, right? So I needed to do this very seriously. So that meant setting like goals and work time and play time and really working hard on it even before it was actually live. So that was really fun. Fun thing for me to learn, some discipline that I needed to learn that I really loved. But I started this as a way to make friends, not only for myself, but I wanted to bridge this gap that I saw between moms that stayed at home with their little kids all the way up through like high school, but also these women who are doing like big, crazy, audacious things. Like, how can we connect these two people? How can we become a part of one another's lives? And the only way I could see to do that was what I was seeing was by podcasting, was having conversations and saying like, okay, how did you get here? Or what did you do? Or what's something about mundane tasks that you miss? Or what is a mundane task that you still have to do? And it just started to connect us. I felt like I was able to bridge this gap in a really sweet way. I don't know. I hope that makes sense. Like, I just wanted to be a gap. Oh, I know what I was going to say. It feels like when you bring two friends that you know separately, when you bring them into a room and you're like, okay, I really like you and I really like you. I know that you guys are going to connect and you're going to love each other. That's what I felt like the podcast was for me. It was an opportunity for me to say, okay, you're great and you're great. So let's talk about these great things. And I didn't really even realize it when I started, but it was gonna bless my life. Like, I just was out to help you. I just wanted to like be a good friend and like support you, the listener, on the other side of this. I just wanted to be your friend. I didn't realize what I would get in the meantime. So before we talk about like what I have gained from this crazy hobby / business now of mine is, before we get there, I want to talk about like how we started, because when I think about how we started, it makes me emotional. Surprise, surprise. So I started the podcast. I learned to edit at our kitchen table. I practiced, and was editing a ton while my kids watched, Star Wars. I would just like throw my headphones on and edit while they watched Star Wars. And I learned. I just sat down and learned. It was a lot of fun. But when I started it, I had to ask a lot of my real life friends to be guests because, like, there's that imposter syndrome that was like, who even are you? I think I had like, maybe 800 followers on Instagram. And it was like, who do you think you are? Why are you starting a podcast? All of those things that like plagued my heart and my mind. And, so I asked my friends, I asked my real life people who have amazing stories to tell us their stories and to become our friends. And episode number one is my dear friend and pastor's wife, Ebby Isbell. And Ebby, was diagnosed with MS, multiple sclerosis, probably like 8 years ago. And at that point, they were in Mississippi learning how to church plant. And now Ebby is my pastor's wife. She's also still a dear friend, but she is our pastor's wife. And hearing her story of diagnosis and watching that, like I lived that with her, and then watching her overcome this, and this last year in June or July of 2021, Ebby competed in the CrossFit Games. And so just to show you guys a glimmer of my friend and how she has fought this diagnosis, not fought it in like a stay away from me, but like you won't overtake my identity kind of way, has just been beautiful. And I love that she was our first episode because it was at a time in her life where she was still grappling with it, where she was still processing and figuring out how she would be stronger than it and that it wouldn't be her identity, but that she would find her identity in Christ. And so it was a beautiful episode. It was a great conversation, but it just goes to show you, like, I had my friends, Juliana, who we refer to on the podcast as my best friend, Juliana. She was episode, I think technically Juliana was episode number one, and then Ebby was episode number two. But we've had so many of my friends on this show. We've had Ebby and Juliana, my real life, not pediatrician, but family doctor, Brett Ernest, has been on the show. My friend Jessica Malott has been on, where we talked about grief. My friend Jenny Lord came on to talk about the Chosen Ministry. And my pal Jenny Nuccio, who lives in Kenya, came on to talk about her ministry, Imani Collective. We have just been saturated with my real life friends. And it's so much fun to sprinkle those in with these conversations from authors and everything. Like, I mean, freaking Ben Higgins. So here we are. We have like my real life friends and then a bachelor, which is just wild. He's no longer a bachelor. He's happily married. it's just been so much fun, and it's been so joyful to have these conversations that I know are going to connect with you. And so it's cool. So one of the things that happened as I started recording these episodes was I was connecting with people online outside of my like physical bubble. I was connecting with people in the internet, on the internet space, the internet, that Instagram app, you know what I mean? So I was connecting with these people. I would hit record on these conversations, and friendships would happen and spur on. And while not all of them have lasted, it's so amazing to look back and see how our initial conversations were recorded and deep friendships have grown from that. My friend Rebecca George is a great example. Rebecca and I met over Instagram, connected deeper over email, and then we recorded for both her podcast and my podcast in one day. And man, it's like the genesis of a friendship. It's so cool to listen back to that episode and know that like that is how our friendship started. And it's really cool because I love the fact that both Rebecca and I have podcasts. Rebecca is writing her first book right now. And there's so not any competition there. There's cheering for one another, loving for one another, and helping. And Rebecca has helped me a ton, and I get to help her in some ways. And it's just been really sweet. So you see these genesis of friendship happen. And it's so neat. Another example of that is my friend Carson. Carson Murray, I don't even know what episode she was on. I should look back and tell you. Sorry about that. Carson was on the show. Carson actually helped me launch the It's Time for Your Podcast course that I had. And she was so much more to me than that, but she was so helpful. So we were getting to know one another while she helped me with the podcast course. And then I just got to hear more and more of her heart and asked if we could record a podcast episode together. And we did. And she has her best friend named Jess, who runs a company called Hustle Sanely. And Jess was starting a podcast, and there were some hiccups with her show or whatever. And I saw it on Instagram. And I like texted Carson. I'm like, hey, if she needs any help, just let me know. I can jump in and I can help her with some stuff. So I did, jumped in, helped Jess really quickly with some just technical behind the scenes issues that she had. And voila, a beautiful friendship has started. And then I got to record a podcast with Jess. And now Jess and Carson and I are really good friends. I got to go to Tampa the last two Novembers actually to help pack planners because Jess's company Hustle Sanely has paper planners. And if you don't know of this about me, but I love a good planner and I 100% support and stand by the Hustle Sanely planner. It is so good. Also the Peacefully Productive Journal. You're going to want that in your life. So is this episode sponsored by Hustle Sanely? Not technically, but it should be. So go check out some Hustle Sanely products. I promise you, you won't regret it. And the fact that it is owned and operated by my dear friend who has been on the podcast, even better, right? Like, what a game changer. So all that to say, but because we recorded these conversations, because they all happened, I have gotten to become friends with these people. I have created lasting friendships, and I hope that all translates over to like the willingness to be seen. That's a really hard thing that we don't talk a lot about in friendship. And this is not going to be a full friendship like talk because we'll save that for later. But the willingness to be seen, the willingness to hit record, and then the willingness to put it out there all translates into like being seen, heard, and never alone, no matter what stage of life that we're in, because that is our goal here, right? It is our goal to always, always, always make you feel seen, to make you feel heard, and to make sure you know that you're not alone. Oh, it just gives me chills thinking about that because I go into every conversation thinking, how will my friend feel seen today? How will she feel heard? How will she feel known? And how will she feel loved in the season that she's in? Also, let it be known right here, right now, I know that there are a few men who listen to our show, and this is about you too. So it's not only about our female friends, but it is about all of our friends. All of our friends across the board.
This show is part of the Converge Podcast Network and is sponsored in part by...
So I want to break in real quick and just explain a few things about It's Time for Coffee and how you can support and love on our show. We are 200 episodes in, as I'm sure you're well aware of now, and here's the ways that you can help support It's Time for Coffee. One, anytime I post a link for a book, that's through our Amazon storefront. That is a very, very tangible way for you to support the show. I get like 2 cents from every time you buy a book. Really, it's not a ton of money, but it does help support the show. Number two, anytime there's affiliate links, Olive in June or Thriving Home, who does the prep ahead meals that we're going to be talking about soon. All of those are a way that It's Time for Coffee makes money. I'm trying to think of any other affiliate links that we have right now. Audible is another affiliate that we use to put out to you that help the show make money. Faithful Counseling is another one. Anytime you hear something in the middle of the show that's an affiliate, which I guess I could be a little bit better about telling you what's an affiliate, those are ways that directly impact the show monetarily. So just a heads up, I don't sell things to you just to sell things to you. I do it to continue to make the show as awesome as possible. And I just want to let you know that a little ad break to tell you what these ad breaks are all about. The ones that you hear that are more commercial sounding, that's because of the Converge Podcast Network that I'm a part of and that I help run. That is separate from affiliate stuff that I am a part of. So all that to say, if you need some Olive and June in your life or you want an Audible membership, be sure to check those links in the description of the show or in the show in the podcast notes on my website. Okay. All right. Back to celebrating episode 200. So when I put it out to y'all about like, hey, we're going to do the 200th episode, what should we talk about? I got some good questions in and I want to answer them for you. So do I have a favorite show? I think I tell you every week that this is one of my favorites. But let me give you a list of like 1, 2, 3. Oh, I don't know. Okay, let me give you a list of a few that are my favorite shows. Episode 60, we talked about gray area drinking and the language around drinking alcohol. And I thought that was a really good episode. Episode 53, I talked to actually Jesse's cousin, who again is another real life person in my life. We talked to him about protecting our kids online. I think I'd like to revisit that soon because so much has changed in 150 episodes, I'm sure. In episode 124, we talked about protecting our kids' minds around porn and all of that. It was a great episode. Episode 120 was with Sandra Dalton Smith, all about rest. I feel like we need to revisit that episode as well. And then two of my like all-time favorite episodes have just been with Gary Thomas. Anytime we have Gary Thomas on the show, it makes me so happy. I think I want to ask him to come back on to talk about his book, When to Walk Away, about toxic people. I think that'd be a really fun episode. Another question I got was, what have I learned from having 200 episodes, production-wise, and then as a podcaster and as a storyteller, which I think is a great question. And I kind of like sat back and thought about it, like, what have I learned? I've learned so much. I've learned boundaries, both work and personal life, and online boundaries. I've learned slow and steady wins the race. I don't feel like I'm winning, but I do feel like I can say after 200 episodes and really only missing one, I think I've only missed one in 200 weeks. 200 weeks, I've only missed one episode, and that's just crazy. I just feel like showing up for you on a weekly basis hasn't been hard, and that makes me really happy. It makes me happy to know that like we have set up some really strong workflows and that consistency is key. So I think that that's a lesson I've learned. Slow and steady wins the race and consistency is key. I think all of those can be translated into our own personal lives, whether it's like slow and steady, like deep, deep roots and consistency in our lives really matters. One of the questions I got was, have I had conversations that didn't air? Yes. only like a handful, but yeah, definitely there have been a few that haven't aired. I get asked this question by other podcasters often. In the line of work I do, I get to work with a lot of podcasters and I get asked this, like, what do I do if this show, blah, blah, or if this conversation doesn't go well? This is not something I love. I hate when this happens, actually. But sometimes because of lack of connection with a guest or because something they say or stuff like that, this is like the Enneagram 9 in me, like cringing. I have to be okay with the content that we release. I have to know that I have to stand by it. And I'm responsible for what we put out. And that means if something doesn't go, not even that it doesn't go well, but if I have an uneasy spirit about it, then I don't post it. And that's a really hard thing. Because it's not like I think the person is bad or wrong or anything. It's just, it's a matter of being responsible with my platform, being responsible in this space and making sure that what I give to you is worthy of my calling. I don't know if that makes any sense or if that sounds too holier than thou or anything, but I hope you get it. Like, I'm only gonna set out something that I believe in. And part of that goes with me saying no to more things. I've really had to work hard on that last year, and in this coming year, that's something I'm gonna work a little bit harder at, is like, I have to do better upfront research before I hit record. And that's just the honest truth. I have to be vetting it better is what I should be saying. So there's been reasons outside of like content reasons. There's been times where audio has been really bad and I've had to scrap it for that reason. I tend to be pretty particular about what I put out for your earbuds. And if it's just not good audio, I probably won't release it. And then there's been times where I've lost audio, like straight up have lost audio. And that has been, it's been so embarrassing. And there's been times where we've re-recorded because of that. Or there's just times that I chalk it up to just not supposed to happen. So has that happened? Yes. Do I love it when that happens? Nope, I sure don't, because it makes me feel bad and it makes me feel like I wasted somebody's time. So along with the lessons I've learned, what have I gained? Oh man, what have I gained in 200 episodes? That's another really good question. And it will make me emotional. Whew. I've gained so many awesome friends. So many awesome friends. I've had to call in some favors recently, and I can't tell you the magic behind this microphone. The beauty that happens in this space is really cool. And the friendships that I've had start here have been really, really cool. It's been really, really special. And by calling in favors, I mean, like, as I get ready to send out a book proposal, I've had to say, like, hey, would you like stand by me in this? And man, some of the friends I've asked have just been so kind and gracious with me and have cheered me on in such an amazing way, in a way I don't feel like I deserve. But I'm so, so thankful for it. Like over the moon thankful for it. I've also gained a job, a business and a job. That was unexpected, honestly. And it really started about 6 months after we started Time for Coffee. I started starting other people's podcasts and editing for them. And now it's what I do full time. It is a full time business. And I've got some really incredible clients. And I get to work with some really, really cool creators. And this just, it's something I never really saw coming. And it is the best. It is so cool to see this thing that I kind of hustled for bloom and create something really, really special to me. I've also gained a ton of discipline. I've had to learn, like, again, I've had to learn boundaries and all of that to be a business owner. 5 years ago, I would have laughed in your face if you told me I was going to become an entrepreneur. I just didn't see it. I still kind of don't see it, but I see the fruit of it. So we'll call it that. and I've gained a friend in you listening. You matter to me more than I can fully explain. And I think about you every time I hit record. you matter to me. And I, like I said, I'm fully responsible of the content I give you, of the quality of content I give you, of the kind of friend I am to you. All of that really matters to me. And it is the coolest thing that I get to do, is to sit here and to talk to you and to make stuff for you. It's really, really rad. It's the coolest thing. Okay, looking back is awesome. Let's look forward. Okay, coming up in 2022, in the next, like, that's only 52 episodes, but in the next year, gosh, we have some really, really fun guests coming up. Kelsey Grimm, whose husband is a part of Anthem Lights, the band, she's on to talk about her book coming up soon. We have an astronaut's wife coming on, which I'm so excited about. We just have some really incredible friends coming up, and I'm so excited about it. Coming up this year, I really hope that we sign a book deal. And by we, I mean, yeah, this is you and me, man. I hope that we are writing a book together. I hope that we get to talk more about friendship, and that we get to start that part of this journey. I'm really excited about it. I got to edit the proposal the other day, and it just fans that fire in my heart for this message that is friendship. That's making sure that we have lasting friendship, that is helping you know that we're not alone, that, like, whether we've struggled in friendship or we have fought hard for relationships to last, that we might be in a season of isolation because we're still living through this pandemic, or we have babies, or any reason we feel isolated, that we're not alone, that we have each other here. We have this really cool community. It's one of the things I want to look at this year, is trying to foster this community better. And I would love your advice, because again, we're in this together. But as we write the book, and as we grow the show a little bit more, and as we do these things, how can we foster community together more and more? How can we bond together? Do we need a Facebook group? Do we need, how do we do it? I don't know. I would love your advice. I would love your advice here, because one of my main goals this year is to foster this community better, and not just like, I give you guys stuff, and you can email me, and you can DM me, and we can talk all of that. But like, how can we go deeper together? How can we bond this community a little bit better? So let me know your thoughts on that. Another thing coming up in 2022 is just, I think that's really all. The book, growing the podcast, we're taking more clients for It's Time for Coffee Productions. One of the things I don't talk a ton about these days is the growth that we have seen for It's Time for Coffee Productions and It's Time for Coffee, because it's a little strange and whatever. But so this year, in the last couple of months, actually, my husband Jesse has taken over editing most of It's Time for Coffee for me and a couple of my clients. And we have an intern working for us, and I've introduced her on Instagram, but my friend Jenna has come in to intern for us, and she is working on Pinterest, and she's just really fun. And so it's really cool for me to continue to say we. I've always said we. This is not just a me thing. I've always said we. But now, when I take a step back, I can see the we, right? I can see it happening in front of me. And I've just been so thankful, because I've said it to other podcasters, and I say it kind of here and there, but podcasting can be a really lonely gig. Writing can be a really lonely gig. And when we have people surrounding us and doing work together, it is better. And I know that, like, that better together saying is kind of overdone and a little cheesy, but man, having people rely on me and having to be a good leader has taught me so much in my work, in the podcast, and it's just been really, really cool. So when I say we, I mean you and me, but I also mean we, Jesse and Jenna as well. So just so you know that there's a team behind this as well now, and we are going strong for you. And yeah, 2022 is going to be a lot of fun. My word for this year, this upcoming year, is intentional. I want to be really intentional with my faith. I want to be intentional with my work, with my body, with my habits. I just want to be really intentional. And that means being really intentional here in this space. That's one thing I talked about vetting things before I say yes. Just being super, super intentional with you here in this space. So, friend, I hope you know how much I love you. If you would, oh my gosh, guys, if you would, please, 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 please take the time to rate and review It's Time for Coffee. We are here for you. And the more you gush over how awesome our podcast is online, the more people will join us and the more we grow our community together. We're 200 episodes strong. We are thousands and thousands of downloads in. And we're not stopping. We're not stopping yet. So let's grow together. And man, thanks so much for being here. Okay. I'll talk to you next week when it's time for coffee.
Thanks so much for joining me for coffee today. I hope that we're already friends on social media, but if we aren't, come find me on Instagram at Jeanette Tapley or on Facebook at The Jeanette Tapley. If you have any questions about the show or what's coming up, be sure to check out itstimeforcoffeepod.com. I hope you have a great week, and I can't wait to see you back here next week when it'll be time for coffee. Bye, friend.